Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Fish and wildlife often end up as collateral damage in the wake of decisions humans make regarding the use of natural resources, especially water. Andrew Sansom.
One of the great struggles of the next 25 years is going to be to make sure that as we accommodate new growth in Texas, new industry, additional agriculture, and all the rest, that we remember that there are fish and animals that depend on that water supply as well, and we cannot abandon them because they are so much a part of our life and culture here in Texas.
Sansom, a research professor of geography at Texas State University in San Marcos, is author of Water in Texas.
With respect to fish and wildlife, thankfully, the legislature in the last session has for the first time provided a means for us to remember that fish and wildlife are dependent on water, just as we are, as we continue to develop it for economic use.
The law establishes a process for determining water needs and setting aside available water for environmental purposes.
There's an urgency about it that I hope the reader will understand and perhaps take a little action on, whether it's changing habits and watering the lawn or getting involved in a policy discussion. It's important.
That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.